Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm George.
And I'm Joe.
And today we have Joe's biggest crush of Love Island.
It is Lachlan! George!
He had that intro, Brett.
That's muggy. That's muggy. Hello.
I'm flattered.
Hi, Lachlan.
Wits in the background.
Very flattered. Oh, yeah. Hi, Oh, so welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me, guys.
No worries. Is this your first podcast?
First podcast. It is.
Bit of an exclusive.
It is indeed.
Ever?
Yeah.
Ever in your life?
It is.
Losing your virginity today.
Not really a podcast. I haven't done it before.
Well, first time for everything. I've learned that in the last couple of months.
But then me too.
Wait, what?
Oh my God.
Are we speaking about the
not
same
you
thing?
Both losing your virginity.
Anyway.
So, how's life been, like, just lately?
Life's been just really lately. Good, yeah. Been with family. I think that it's obviously a weird one coming out and, I mean, people...
Coming out?
Coming out of Love Island.
Yeah. Just to clarify. Yeah. Come on, Joe. Joe was sitting there like...
Come on over, Lachlan.
Why am I this side? Coming out of Love Island and see...
Joe's ears like...
This clip, Lachlan gay.
You are. Oh, funny.
Coming out of Love Island and people kind of like recognising you, and it's definitely weird because I always say it, but I'm a very low-key guy. I was happy in my own life, but it's definitely it's a weird feeling, but it's definitely a nice feeling. When I mean, the reception that I've got coming out has been very positive.
Yeah,
I haven't seen the show, so I don't know how I've been kind of perceived, but from people coming up to me, it's been very positive. So
yeah, well, I think you perceive really well, to be fair.
We all thought, like, Joe can back me for this, we thought you and Whit were going to win. Really, like,
I think the nation did.
So, yeah. Like, what was that like when, obviously, they called your name out and you didn't win, but, like, I think you won, like, the people's hearts.
You won the hearts.
You won our hearts,
millions.
Honey. But, yeah, what was that like? Were you just happy for it to be over? Or like,
honestly, for me, like, I came in halfway through. I was CASA. I did not expect to meet someone and connect with someone, let alone be in the final. So, even when Whit and I were in the final, we were just looking at each other like, huh?
It's giving surprise.
Yeah, like, we were generally, like, so clueless that... Well, people were backing us like that, but
yeah,
it was a nice feeling. But it was almost like we kind of said to each other, "It's like we don't feel kind of deserving of being here." So even when we were stood up with Jess and Sammy, when they got told they won, we almost were like, "Ah," because we knew we felt like if we won, they've been in from the start. Obviously, I think Sammy near
you didn't know what was going to come off the back of it, sort of thing.
No, yeah, and we actually in the villa were like kind of rooting for them as well,
right?
So. I mean, it was a nice feeling to be in the final. We were like, but it was definitely a weird, like, it wasn't like we were sad or shocked or there was no kind of emotion other than like happiness for them.
Where have they gone? Like, not even saying that to be muggy. I genuinely have not seen them.
Yeah. Ibiza.
They're not being fair. To be fair. Fair enough. Closing.
I love that island.
Closing, innit?
I love that island.
Special place in your heart.
Very special place in my heart.
What is that?
So, I actually do want to know though, like, what you did before Love Island, like job wise.
Yeah.
What was the plan ever to go on Love Island? Like, how did you get approached? Like, all that side of
that
it.
Jazz.
Yeah.
So I was an account manager before Love Island. So I worked for a digital marketing company in London Bridge.
Smart.
I like to say so. Smart. I like to say so.
Corporate baddie. Yeah.
I'll take that title.
Corporate baddie.
I was an account manager. And Love Island was definitely not an easy decision for me. Like,
yeah,
I got approached and I found it quite, I was actually in the office when, cause I got a DM initially. It was like, there's a single show. And I just thought, oh, it could be like a weekend job. You just quickly do something.
Yeah.
Did not think it'd be Love Island.
They were like, it's undateables. Yeah.
Okay. I'm joking. I'm joking. Sorry, Whit. Yeah, look, I was like, no.
clearly not. But no, I was an account manager before. They asked me to, it was a single show. It's Love Island. Are you interested? And initially I was just like laughing because I was with my colleagues and I was like, you'll never guess, Love Island have asked me to come and audition. But it was not. Like, for me, I was battling between even doing the interview because I was happy in my role. But you know what? My colleagues, my colleagues were very much like, listen, do the interview. Like, you've got nothing to lose. Like, be yourself. Mm. And, you know, I was like, fuck it. Like, yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I don't want to look back and be like, why didn't I do that?
Yeah.
So at least 100%. Because I could do the interview and still essentially say, no, I don't want to do it still.
Yeah.
But I did it. I met the ITV execs and I left it. And I was like, you know what? Like, I've 100% just been myself. So if they want me, they do. If they don't, I'm calm because I've just been there. I'm not, because I feel like if you go to a play, like if you go to audition for Love Island or any dating show, if you're trying to be someone that you're not,
yeah,
you're going to get found out as well.
Yeah. They'll see through it, I think.
Exactly. So yeah. I was there, I was complete, like they were asking me, are you a fuck boy? And I was like, no.
Yeah.
And so I was quite surprised when they were like, we want you on.
Did you know you were going to go on as Casa? Or?
No, this is another thing for me. Like they always told me when they initially told me I was going on, they were like early bombshell. And I was like, okay, cool. So they flew me out and I was quarantining for about 2 weeks. And
you're like, liars.
When I first got there, they were like, oh, you're going to go in a couple of days.
I'd be so on edge.
Honestly.
Like just waiting for them to come in your room one day and be like, right, you're going
on
today.
The thing is, you're made to watch it every day. So it's like, you're there.
Oh.
You're watching it every day.
So you kind of know what's going on
that
when you step in.
That would fuck me up, that would.
The thing is, you're made to watch it. But I was like, you know what? I don't even want to fucking watch it because it's just like, you're so close to going on. It's literally like a 2 month. Well, for me, it was a long, from when they kind of DM'd me to actually being there. It was a long process. It was maybe like 2 months.
Really? Right?
So then I'd been quarantining for 2 weeks and then one of the runners came and she was like, we got great news. We know when you're going on. It's Casa. And I looked at her and I went, why are you telling me like this is good news?
Yeah.
I said, if you told me Casa from the start,
I wouldn't have done it.
I wouldn't have done the show. But
quarantining, like, where is COVID now? What are you quarantining from? Do you know what I mean?
I think because you're in a bubble, they have to be really careful.
Do they?
Can't afford to have someone that's got COVID then go on and everyone get ill.
Do they check you for STIs?
Yeah.
Do they?
Check you for everything, yeah. You have a vigorous.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Imagine not going on because you got syphilis or something. I'd be so embarrassed.
Definitely not.
That's twice now today you brought up syphilis.
I thought you were going to say that's twice. I was like, damn.
I am a survivor.
Baiting your brother.
Oh, rude.
Don't joke.
If either of us had it right now.
Roll the tape.
Yeah, roll the tape.
So did you, when you went into Casa, did you back yourself? Like, because
the thing is for me, and everyone says this, is like, like a lot of people that go on Love Island go with this kind of cocky, like, you know what, I'm going to go in there, be this macho guy. I was like, mate, I'm going to go in there, be myself. I'm not going to come with like the loudest guy in the room energy.
Mm.
If I connect with someone, I do. Shout out.
Hey, shout out.
If I don't, I'm literally happy to go home. Like, so there was never pressure for me because I would have happily gone there for a couple of days and come home.
Well, I feel like a lot of the Casa people, they go in there and they think like,
they need to do the most.
Yeah. And if I get kicked out, I can still try and make social media my job for like 2 months or something like that. I feel like with you, you were just happy. You had been happy to go back and do your
little holiday, really, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Free holiday.
Do you see that guy that went, what was his name? He went in and had a girlfriend and she posted. It was so funny.
Oh. Cody.
Yeah. The girlfriend posted and was like, he told me he was on a work trip.
Oh, really?
I would have been fucking fuming, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's bad. The thing is for me, like, I don't even check social media. So I hear stories sometimes. I'm like, damn, I didn't know that. I feel like Whit and I, we're so like not involved.
Yeah.
I mean, we're involved in social media, but we don't check it like that. So we don't see all of the stuff that comes out about people. But I'm so happy I did it. Like, I can look back and be like, yeah, I'm like, got Whit. It was a really cool experience. But saying that, it's like, it's not a holiday.
So did you before, when, you know, they said to you to watch it before you went in. So did you have your eyes on Whit or anyone before? Or were you just like, I'm just going to go in with an open mind?
Open mind.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it was a complete open mind. I think
Whit's like...
God damn.
I think for me, like, and I said this to Whit going in, is like, the girls in there obviously are attractive. But for me, I need to connect with someone on a deeper level.
Yeah.
Because you can all... You can go on Love Island and speak to attractive girls, but I was actually like, and people were so shocked, even my coworkers, I genuinely said, I'm not going in there for any other reason than to find someone. Like, I'm actually a relationship person. Like, I've been in relationships most of my life and I can't fake anything. So I needed to go and actually speak to everyone, get a vibe and got Whit's eyes.
So how long were you in Casa for? It's only like three or four days, isn't it? Was it longer than
like
that?
4 days.
4 or 5 days?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, 4 or 5 days.
So did you think Whit was going to bring you back? Or were you like, I'm in an iron about it?
Nah, I knew she'd bring it out.
Man knew from day one.
He was confident.
No, to be fair, I didn't. The thing is, Whit and I both say this. In CASA, we both knew that there was a connection there, but it was still so early. Like it's, and we're both slow burners as well. So
yeah.
I think that anyone that kind of gets brought back from CASA, there's obviously a connection there. But for someone to be like head over heels, to me, that's just like...
Oh, a lot in like 5 days as well.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it, and that's why when Whit and I got to the main villa, it was like things just went like...
Yeah. Boom. You guys played it really cool though, I think, because sometimes it's a bit icky when they're like, I love you so much. You're my boyfriend. Like all this stuff. And I'm thinking, come on.
It's been 3 days.
Come on.
I mean, me and you were a bit... 2 days.
Me and George basically wifed after a month of nine people.
Yeah, we are a bit like that. I mean,
yeah,
but it's fair.
Yeah, me slagging everyone off, but also doing that same thing.
What was like your... what was like your highlight of being in there, would you say? Or would you do you even have any? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I think the highlight 100% was when our families came.
Right.
Because I think that...
That's a massive step, to be fair, isn't it?
And so, I think I was saying to Witness, I remember on that day feeling a bit like... Not annoyed at Whit, but what happened is Zach's mum and sister came on, and as soon as Whit saw, like, oh shit, it's family day, her whole demeanor went boom. And I was like, this is meant to be a happy day. Like, why are you kind of sad? And
to be fair, I'd be stressing a bit.
It was only until she kind of explained later on in the day where I'm just like, well, why are you annoyed? Like, we're meant to be happy. Like, but it was because obviously we weren't together at that point. And I think I didn't really think about that either, is that she didn't really want to introduce someone to her, like mum, especially, who you're not in a relationship with.
So, yeah. That's,
which I do actually get. Fair, yeah. When she explained that, I was like, fair enough. But I was like...
I just feel like it is hard though when you're in there, because as a viewer, you just... automatically put everyone together.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you might have not said love you, or you might have not.
Oh yeah, but you official, like, but as a viewer, you view them as like, I just view husband like, and wife almost.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, Whit and Locke are together. Yeah. But like, obviously, it's so not, different for you guys.
The thing is, for me as well, like, I knew, like, I even though we weren't together, it's like I knew that we were gonna be like boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah,
but it's like I'm not gonna rush things for the sake of the show.
Just because you're on TV, sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it could have been quite. I could have quite easily said, wow, do you want to be my girlfriend then? Like before, but I was like, nah, like I'm doing things at my own pace. And I think Whit's the same as well. So if you wanted to do things at her
pace, I think you were quite well suited in that way as well. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like you both kind of didn't rush things.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. So in terms of getting to know each other as well, because we only see what it's like, it's not even an hour, is it really, with adverts? Is there any parts of, shade?
Fuck yeah.
So is there any like parts of getting to know each other that we didn't see, that are like kind of memories that you have? Because we only see like the highlight reel, don't we? So
I think it's hard for me to say because I didn't watch it, but when my mum came on, I was kind of cheeky and I was like, so like, mum, how have I been perceived? And she was like, well, and you know your mum's gonna hit you with
this. Yeah, yeah.
And my mum's someone, she's so like, she'll say it how it is, and she's like, well, yeah, they're seeing the nice guy that you are, but they're not really seeing like the backbone you have. And I was like, fuck. Damn, because I know in there that I stuck up for where I like put the boys in their place well. And that obviously, I mean, I haven't watched it, but that I feel like that wasn't really portrayed. It was kind of like, nice guy, sit back.
No, movie night was a bit heated, wasn't it?
Movie night? What happened movie night?
When I swear you stuck up for Whit, didn't you, when there was a bit of...
Oh, Grafties.
Yeah,
Grafties.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Oh,
Grafties.
Yeah. That was a hot fucking mess, that episode. I have never ever in my whole life on a TV show muted the TV when Mitch started to go off, because I was like, this is one of the most uncomfortable watches.
Most icky thing I've ever
seen.
Didn't
he like, was he like fingers on lips? And I thought, no, I can't watch.
What with
I can't
him, watch Scott?
This. Yeah.
Yeah.
Each other.
And Scott was saying
waiting
what the nation thought.
Popcorn, just as a normal enjoying the show. But.
Yeah. I mean, there were some big characters in there, so I can imagine like, I would say that I'd be like that and take a back step, but I probably wouldn't. I'd probably rather everyone.
I think as well with Love Island, like they want the drama. They like they want. Yeah. They're going to showcase the people that are kind of having the arguments, having the loud. And Whit and I's journey was smooth.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy about that because, I always said to my family before going, and I was like, if I look sad, I'm fine, because I don't want my friends or family to watch it and feel like fuck.
He's not enjoying himself.
Yeah, but I feel like they could watch it and. I had such a sick time. Like it was literally the best experience. So I'm really glad that our journey wasn't turbulent at all.
Yeah. So speaking of the drama, Ella and Uzi, CASA, I want to know, what were your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are, well, I didn't know Ty at that point and I was really, really close.
Oh yeah, fuck, you didn't, did you?
I obviously had seen Ty on TV and I actually liked like how Ty kind of held himself. I thought that Uzi and Ella were suited and you could see that there was a vibe there.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, it was hard for me to kind of make a judgment on it. I was fresh. I just met Uzi. Yeah. I really liked Uzi. I was, from a boy's perspective, I was like to him, we're in CASA together. You can't just not
do
something. Like, we're all in CASA, get to know her. And I always thought that, like I always said that I thought Ty would be loyal, but I thought he'd have fun.
Yeah.
But he obviously, he didn't have
fun. I didn't think that she would bring Uzi back. Did you?
I didn't really know, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was quite, because the thing is, Ella and Uzi, in my opinion, it wasn't like all guns blazing, like, whoa, you can see there's some mad type of thing. So I was, it wasn't like I was majorly surprised, but it wasn't like a total shock.
Yeah, yeah.
It was, they were just getting to know each other.
Mm. I don't know. You always wonder, don't you, if Ty wouldn't have been loyal, then would, do you know what I mean?
Like, Ella would have carried on.
You never know, do you? Mm. It's weird. The show's so fucked as well, because it puts you in positions that like you would never have real life in front of a partner as well.
Yeah. The worst thing was as well, is like, we were the first couple to walk into the villa, and you could just sit.
Fuck's sake, Wit. Boom. Bones on silent.
I'm the celebrity.
Oh, that was a Love Island. How you think you're better than everyone?
Yeah, she's like, oh, another brand deal come through.
Yeah.
Keep it stum over there.
God, you changed. Thought you were humble.
Smug.
Smug, oh God. What was even the question? I'm lost.
We were talking. just talk about the like that it puts you in positions that you'd never normally be in, like with that type of situation, with the Ella and Uzi thing. Like, but you were saying you were first back in with.
Yeah, so I was first in, and I could like, because obviously I hadn't met any of the boys, and I know it was quite a tense situation. So I was out of respect. I wanted to be serious because it was a serious day.
Out of respect,
like you wouldn't
walking
be,
in like
yeah,
no, you're just gassed to be there.
Not from that perspective, but from the perspective of people like Scott, who was like obviously nervous about whether Kat was recoupling.
Yeah,
so
true.
Like I knew it was a tense situation, so I'm not, even though I'm obviously really happy to be in there with Wit. You need to be mindful.
Did you know all the couples? So like, did you know Ella and Uzi were coming back in?
Yeah,
I wouldn't have been able to keep my mouth shut. Yeah. I'd be pointing at Ty like.
Well, the funny thing is, it was so funny because obviously everyone's super close with Wit, so you could just see everyone staring at Wit because they're trying
like,
to get.
Tell us,
Scott was like,
yeah.
Like, everyone was trying to get some sort of like, and I was just like, Wit, look down. Just yeah, I know yeah. she just smiles.
Yeah,
but no. It was hard to hear Ty's speech was nice. About Ella, so it was difficult, but listen, it all worked out.
Oh, that was one. That was a hard watch.
Yeah. Sick episode.
That was a hard watch. I can't lie.
About like Love Island, just as a whole thing though, it's probably like one of the weirdest things that will ever happen. As in, you just met Wit, and then like you're sharing a bed with him and living with him. Do you know what I mean? Like, because we've spoke to like, all right, Joe.
Sorry,
we've spoke to like people. We've spoken to people who have been on the show before and joke about me for this, and they were like, they'll never have a relationship like that relationship because the way they met them and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you'll never ever get into a relationship again where you just like live with that person.
100%. I don't know. Stranger things have happened.
Okay. that's
oh,
normal.
No, I'm not
joke.
Saying that you got, I'm just saying that like,
no, I'm saying
we both move pretty quick.
I'm not trying to move. Actually, I was saying.
Yeah, let's turn this interview. I'll be the interviewer. So.
No, saying that, I'd probably move in.
No, the thing is for me, like, I'm a slow burner. So I think the fact that we did Love Island, things, as everyone says, thank you.
There you go.
Things accelerated so much because you're with.
It might be a bit strong.
I'm going to be there. She's trying to get that ring.
Cartier.
Yeah, the Cartier.
Mate, I keep getting lost.
Moving in.
Yeah,
No, but it's just, yeah, so when you're in Love Island, things are just massively accelerated because you're living with them, you're literally spending 24 hours a day with them. Like, for me, I think Wit and I were boyfriend and girlfriend in maybe what? A month or two, month and a half of
your
knowing each other.
Tumbleweed.
What do you even know?
Tumbleweed.
She don't even know.
Okay, but at least you
wait. Was this a month after the show?
I think it was maybe a few weeks, but I think for me normally, like I would be getting to know a girl, like it takes me a while before I pop the question, like, because I want to make sure it's actually like...
How did you do it?
It was...
Prezzos. I did it myself.
It wasn't
tiramisu.
But I made with her favorite meal, rigatoni bolognese.
Ooh.
Oh, what a guy.
Of course. Because I think as well, Wit is someone that she's a bit like me. I think people expect like some grand gesture, but it was just nice. We're in my house, I say house, flat, and we just had a nice meal, candlelit meal, glass of red wine.
Pop the question.
Babes.
Yo, girl.
Yo, babes.
Come closer. Come closer. I want to be wifey in that. Do you like your rigatoni? Yeah. And a tiramisu now.
Oh, my God. Not the tiramisu.
But that was
not
nice. It was nice. So, yeah, that's how I did it.
Yeah, because when we speak to other Love Islanders, they say that also when, because like some people have obviously split and then got back together as well, because they say the connection you build is so intense, you'd never have that.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, we've spoke to like old Love Islanders and they've said they'd never ever have a connection like that.
You'll never meet someone again and it will take like double the amount of time to get to know someone and all that stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Who was like, do you, well, I'm guessing you still have contact with people who's like your closest from the series, would you say?
I'm closest to, I probably speak to Scott the most. I mean, we have a group chat, so we all kind
King of Love Island. Love Island Worldwide. Yeah. Mr. Scott Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
That man is on tour. That man is on tour.
But I feel like, I probably speak to Scott the most, even though he's here, there and everywhere. I mean, we have a group chat, so we're all close, but like you said, we're all busy, we're all doing our thing. But
who's in the group chat? He's the only one that's not in the group chat.
I mean, I can tell you who's in the group chat. It's Uzi, me, Montel, Zach, Sammy. Who else is in there? Ty.
Mitch.
My mind.
rough chat.
Yeah. Shit chat.
Rough. Basically the finalists are Montel and Uzi. But then I've got a chat with the Casa boys.
Oh, okay, as well. Fine. But that's going off. Fuck me.
Oh, you're so joking. Yeah, but
the thing is, like,
hashtag lit.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, you. So, boys, did you enjoy your 3 days? Sorry.
George. At least I got the Jet 2 flight home.
I saw a clip from one of them the other day and they were like, hi, I'm so and so from Love Island. And I just looked at the phone. I was like, that's so
honestly, when we got in, so when the boys, because obviously, what you know before going into the villa, whether you're coming in or not.
It's so peaked that they've got to walk out and see everyone and leave.
Like, you're still kind of like skeptical. So like, I remember Zach, I'll be like, Zach, like, you never know, like they're changing everything around this year. Zach's like, well, you never know, the girls that don't get picked, we might do Casa with them. We were like, I think we were just, they were like hanging onto strings a little bit, just hoping. I was hoping for them as well.
Yeah.
I was close with them all and I wanted them to experience the...
Yeah.
Because I feel like the Love Island experience really only happens...
When you're in the villa.
When you're in the main villa.
Yeah.
100%.
Because as well, Casa's very different.
Casa's like some shack in the middle of nowhere, isn't
Casa's
it?
Casa's different as well because...
So rude.
Do you know what? It's tiny though.
It's tiny.
People, even when my parents came to the main villa, they were like...
Yeah, what? Joe said Joe's visited.
I went to the villa before you guys went in. And
I saw that note under my bed.
Yeah. Yeah. I love you. Love you, Locke. Here's my number.
Me just fit with my WhatsApp thing. And it's very small. And it's also, I couldn't get over how kind of sterile it feels with the like floor and the wood and everything. It felt a bit
like a set.
And the hideaway was really hot as well when I was in there.
Well, we didn't experience Hideaway.
Did you not?
No.
Didn't get steamy in the Hideaway.
Didn't get to see it. No.
Even I got steamy in the Hideaway.
With who?
Grace.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's for another. That's for another pod. Jesus Christ.
Episode.
What, did you have like any, obviously you haven't watched it, so it's hard for you to say, but any like bits of beef that you can just remember in your head that might have been aired, or like even with the boys where like someone done something and you were like, I don't really rate that. Because they don't actually show a lot.
There was that beef that went mental, wasn't it, about the fight. The alleged fight. Do you remember?
I didn't even hit. Was this between Josh?
No, it was Wit. I think it was like there was apparently a fight with like KD, Wit.
Oh, what's so funny?
Catherine,
again,
maybe?
Again, the Casa girls came off and went onto a podcast, didn't they? And they
were
like, we've never seen a fight like this. Security came in. Everyone was like, that's absolute bollocks.
Wit? I actually, do you know what's funny? I remember in that moment just hearing Bear screams and I was just in bed like, shut up, I'm tired. Like,
oh, really?
I didn't even know what was going on. In
yeah.
I just remember screaming and like the Vogue,
Voice of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I know. I watched the show.
He's done his research. But they're like, we're going to get security in. And I'm just, but the thing is as well, like, you get hardly any sleep there. And that was like, you're going to bed and the birds are chirping. Like,
yeah, we've heard that so many times. Because obviously, the thing is,
people were like, your eyes were so red. I was like, I had 2 hours sleep.
The recoupling takes like hours and hours and hours, doesn't it? So all of a sudden it's like 4 a.m. and you guys are going to bed. And you don't have any concept of time either, do you?
No.
No
concept of time.
Fuck me up so bad.
Honestly.
Did the room smell?
And it was so hot as well.
Did it smell? Because that many people in a room.
Probably like, get used to it. I can't
lie. Why don't you sit and shit for long enough?
But no, it was definitely messy. I'll tell you that. It was.
Yeah. Oh, also, I heard a rumor that when the
you
girls
love
got
a rumor.
Yeah.
The last three things.
Why, that's
I've
the
heard
whole,
a rumor.
I'm sorry. It's the whole point of having a fucking podcast. What we're going to do. So basically, that when the girls go up to the terrace, the boys make the beds. Is that true?
Yeah.
Mental, because they're always so good.
Do you know what I find the funniest thing out of Love Island?
Molly Marsh's TikTok?
Next!
I love it. Give it more drink.
That, and when it's like the morning debrief.
she's loving it.
Cut the cameras, dead ass.
The morning debriefs are the funniest thing ever, where it's like, one morning you're with Uzi and so-and-so and you're always just sitting there like, so how was last night?
You can tell the producer is like...
You've been told to say it.
Yeah.
It's so funny for us to see.
It's more you get told, like, go off in this group and just talk about last night.
But you can tell because it's like you going one by one. So like, you're like, Montel, how's you and Leo? Or like, do you know what I mean? You're like, Zach, how's... It's just like...
We're always used to sit there and not give a fuck.
You just have her glasses on. And sat there like this. Not caring.
Like that.
Literally, it was so funny. So funny. What was your favourite like date or challenge in the series?
Oh, the yacht.
The yacht.
Unbelievable.
Oh, like, jealous.
It was imagine funny. If you got seasick though.
It was funny as well because I remember Whit being like, I'm not really a lifestyle babe anymore. And then we got a text. It was like, Whitney, you're going on your yacht. And she stood up and I was like, you're a lifestyle babe, don't worry.
She loves it. Yeah. So, no, I just like my rigatoni and chill.
Let's stay in, but let's get the yacht later. She's got both in her. That's good though, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you need
but
someone.
But no, the yacht was incredible. Like, it was just, jealous. When we got there and we were just like, what? Like a £30 million yacht. Like, you know me, I'm a foodie. They were like lobster, all the fish platter. The thing is with these dates though, it's so hard because imagine like, it's me and Whit here. There's a camera guy.
Yeah, here.
There.
Yeah.
And you have like a really nice moment and a plane flies over and they're like, can you say that again?
Oh, fuck off. That's a no killer.
Way. I'm just spat bars.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, you're my babes. And then, say it again. You're like, fuck.
That is so annoying.
But still, it was an amazing date. Like that. We said straight away, like, nothing can top that.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the end, when you guys like stand up and kiss or whatever, would they be like, kiss more passionately? More passion, more energy, passion. More footwork. You just fucking, woo-hoo.
How many times? I mean, did they?
Yeah.
This pod is so funny because in the back, it's just going to be like, uh-huh.
Like, I'm like, they said that.
We got the voice of God in the background.
Thing as well, it's difficult because like, obviously you want to have a nice kiss, but imagine fucking 30 people, camera crew there. And they're like, have a passionate kiss. And you're like...
Especially not drunk. I couldn't
do
that.
I bet there's some weird sound guy in the back. Like,
drunk. Yeah. Yeah. Bit more lip smacking going on.
One more time.
Have a grip. Go on. Oh, that's horrible.
They're like, Dave, dude. Fuck off.
Oh, that's horrible. Carry on asking questions. Come on, all like juicy gossipy ones. I feel like we need to like balance it out.
Okay.
Have we had enough wholesomeness? Who didn't you like?
I know. Okay, you can ask that, Joe.
There was no one in the villa, honestly. And I know Whit always gets annoyed at me. She's like, you just like everyone. You like you. And I was like, but honestly, I can't.
Whit on helium.
I can't.
You like everyone. Everyone.
Surely there was someone that there even was, like poured cereal.
Coming out, there was obviously the Josh comment about how he's like, I'm not buying the nice guy act.
Who's Josh? Who's Josh?
He was like the
guy we met.
Oh my God. I mean, come on.
Joe, that was so rude.
George, if I can remember who it was.
Okay. The thing is, to me, there was no bad blood at all.
I feel like you're just very chill, though, anyway. Yeah. So you just kind of brush it off.
I think people think as well, like, I'm not an idiot as well. If someone did something that was bad enough for me to be like, you're a prick, then I will have to say it. But
yeah,
honestly, because I feel like I am just a chill guy and a respectful guy, that gets reciprocated.
Yeah. But that will also, it annoys people when people are nice because they're like, because they don't have it in them. They're like, oh, fuck, well, he's too nice, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? That'll always be bound to happen. But
is there anything in the Villa that you regret or like?
No regret.
No regrets.
Yeah,
you. No regrets.
Other than that tattoo. No regrets.
And what do you think about Witt's song in the Villa? Not the in the background.
I got me and Bernie in the Nah, do you know what? It's so funny because my mum, I feel like, is the only person to be like, should come around for dinner. She's like, Whit, that song is so empowering to women. And she's I remember when the song first came out, my mum was listening to it like a fucking, you know, one of them, like when you first hear a song in the studio, Whit's like playing it to my mum on night like, before it's been officially released. And my mum's like, that's so empowering, Whit. And I'm just
empowering.
It's like, you're empowering women. And Whit's like, you know what, mum? It is empowering.
George, you can be a baddie and a lady.
But you know what? It's funny. Like, I think the song's funny. I mean, people rate it.
It went off. That whole thing just went off for like...
We did you a favour. I think our TikTok together got, what, 5 million views?
Yeah.
You're welcome. Boost
the numbers. The invoice will be in the post.
It was so good. What? It was so good. I wanted to go on to the topic of food as well. Mm.
You're a huge foodie.
I know you're a big foodie. In the Villa, did you ever cook for anyone or did you cook for Whit? What's the situation?
This is something that I'm sad about.
Okay.
I cook so much.
They don't show it, do they? So like your lunches you have and all that, they don't
You cook a lot in the Villa?
And I should have known that before because I've watched Love Island and I'm like,
they never eat.
Do they eat?
Yeah, yeah.
But like being in there, I was like, I cook for Whit a lot. I cook I cook like a fake carbonara. I cooked toasties. I mean, there's not a lot of...
Which like toasties.
You mean you love my toasties? Thank you. Oh, that's a funny story.
No, go on. You got to say it now.
Sausage sandwich.
Look at me getting permission. I remember obviously Whit and I were very, very early into our relationship. And I just got into the Villa. And I feel like now people know me. Like, I'm just like, for me, making food for people is like, I like to do it. Like if I'm making someone a toasty, it would be funny. If I made a toasty, the girls would swarm.
Flock over, yeah.
Like, can you make me one?
Yeah.
And I'm like, six toasties down, yeah. No wonder I can't chat to Whit because I'm just fucking flipping toasties. But I remember Whit was like, well, my toasty's not special anymore because you're just making it for every fucking person. And then the next day she was like dishing them out to like everyone. And I was like, yeah, she's the one.
So you got like intimate over toasties?
Yeah, of course. Imagine, how can you not over a cheesy?
I can't have that because I will shit myself, but I'm really happy for you both.
It's one way to turn the tone down.
What, we're in the mood. So you're a big foodie, cooked in there because... Yeah. When you eat in there, you're not allowed to talk about the show or anything. Is that right?
Yeah, the boys and girls get separated.
Oh,
heated food.
Ew, really?
So weird.
And that's the thing as well. Like for me, is like when you eat, is like the time that you properly like speak to people, relax, like kind of switch off. But like for the producers, it's like they don't want to risk people kind of having chats about what's going on because they want that. For
I guess as well, like with
what do you talk about? What do you talk about? Because it's like...
Chicken's really dry.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, these chips aren't seasoned.
Yeah.
Like, they bring in... What's the food situation? Yeah, the I have to know.
Just imagine, yeah. So you wake up at midday and the first meal being like a roast dinner.
Oh.
With like a roast beef.
We were doing this in our beef.
Oh, you like that?
I like that.
Our first meal, we'd get up really late. We'd go to lunch, wouldn't we, in Ibiza? And then it would literally be... Joe would have steak, like...
See, I need a
couscous and all this sort of stuff. Yeah, I'm like, that is
you and knee deep in puss. So I was on my own most days, eating alone. I was eating the steak alone. I don't know why you're acting like you saw the buffet, George.
I saw my own buffet.
That's disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting.
Anyway.
So you had caterers in and then you could like cook whatever. Like, did they like stock up the fridge or?
No.
No.
The fridge was stocked. So you had like, you know, literally all they had was cheese, ham, raspberries. It was funny because everyone took the piss out of Scott because in the morning, the first thing he'd eat is like a whole bar of white chocolate and down like a Diet Coke.
That's fucking terrible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And we were like, Scott, are you okay? And he's so ripped. Scott is so lean.
I'm like that though, to be fair. I can eat so much shit.
What was your lunch today? An Elf Bar and a Monster Energy?
Yes. And a packet of hula hoops.
And a Cadbury's, yeah.
Nutrition.
Yeah. Healthy.
I wouldn't think that from Scott, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Where did your love of cooking start, by the way? Do you know, like...
I would say, because it's funny, I had this conversation with my family. I think it was at uni. When I went to uni, I think that it's the first time you're kind of away from home.
Had to cook for yourself.
Cook for yourself, kind of experiment different recipes. So yeah, I'd say uni. I mean, my mum's an amazing cook, so she's taught me a lot. But it's only when I was kind of left home.
What's your favourite thing to cook? Sounds like you like to a bit of pasta.
Yeah, I do like pasta. I love seafood. So right. Seafood.
Oh, I love seafood so much.
Wit doesn't like seafood, really.
Wit doesn't like seafood.
Really. Red flag.
I know.
Save yourself.
Cockroaches of the ocean.
The queen has spoken.
When their feet are, it's loving it.
me and George can't cook.
Yeah. Have you got any tips?
I've got you sorted, don't worry. Watch my YouTube.
Plug it.
So like, wait, so you're doing a YouTube of like cooking tutorials? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
Banging.
Yeah.
Banging.
So I cooked the other day scrambled egg on toast.
I love scrambled egg.
It's not really cooking those.
The egg was dry. How do you make egg dry?
You've not watched Gordon Ramsay's tutorial, have you?
I've seen that.
I do put a bit of black pepper in it.
It was a bit creamy.
I'm intolerant to eggs. And I can't have cream or butter.
Oh, right. So don't listen to a fucking word.
Guess what I eat for breakfast every day?
The same.
One guess. Yeah, but you've got to guess it because it's really rogue.
Is it?
It's fishy.
It's
not. Oh, mackerel.
No, tuna.
I have tuna on toast every day.
Tuna on toast. That's
so I like
feral.
Fork it down on the bread.
Yeah, but also, right, Joe does the sob story. I can't eat this, I can't eat that. We'll go to Mackey's. He'll have double cheeseburger, mozzarella dippers, McFlurry. Like, yeah, espresso martinis.
Can't have caffeine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like cheese, bring it on.
Yeah.
You're just tapped. I'm sorry.
We went skiing. Sorry, this is such a side note, but skiing on this trip last year and we were in the Alps of some country, I don't know.
France.
And there was fondue for dinner.
Oh.
And honestly, the amount of cheese I ate was disgusting. Like, I literally was coming through my pores anyway. Next morning, me and George sharing this room. I literally saw George with his earplugs and eye mask on. So I thought
a bomb went off.
I thought, perfect, I'm going to do it. When I came out, he's like dead up in bed. He's looking at me and he's like, what's going on? What was that? I was like, do not shower or go in there.
There is snow coming up to the windows. So we can't even open the windows. I am just stuck.
I was like, let's hudbox this motherfucker.
Stuck in this chalet with just some, it's just horrible.
Yeah, I know. See, if you've got any gluten-free or dairy-free recipes, hit me up.
But then the funniest thing that we do is when we go out and they go, any allergies? Me and Joe always look at each other and Joe goes, no.
And looking at my mans across the table like
it's so funny.
What's your favorite meals?
Mm. Oh,
so when you invite Wit and I for dinner, I can cook you guys at that meal.
Well, I do love a roast dinner.
We both love a roast.
I do love a roast, and I feel like I can actually eat a roast any time of the year. Like if mum was
the thing is though, roast gets so overdone though. I feel like you need it like for me it's once a month. Then.
Yeah, but we don't have
once a week. Day.
Ask about what we're about to do. Me like no, we have it once a week, sometimes twice.
We're not really home loads all the time, so we actually don't really have it that often.
And when like, mum does it, it's like a moment,
hard, isn't it?
It's a moment.
It's made with love. Yeah, man. Or
I love sushi or pasta, a good pasta.
I love a bit of steak. I love a bit of steak.
Oh, I like steak.
It's not really a meal though, is it?
Steak, chips, bit of red wine sauce.
Can you cook?
No. Bro, I literally said I made scrambled egg and it was dry.
Bro.
On and off the heat. That's what you got to do.
Is that what you got to do?
Yeah.
No idea.
Because it cooks quickly.
I put some pepper in it though. You know,
I burnt beans.
Well done. A ting and that, you get me? Buttered the toast and that.
Do you remember when I burnt beans?
Yes, Joe came home pissed once and had a whole thing of beans and he put it on the hottest setting.
Not tuna.
And then.
Tuna and beans, elite combo, just putting out there.
That's
in far. The beans. With cheese.
Joe, do you not remember that? When he made the beans that he burnt, he put loads of cheese in, so like cheesy
and
beans.
Spaghetti.
And then put it in spaghetti and made his like own carbonara-y pastry thing. It was fucked.
I'm just going to put this out there for anyone that struggles to cook like me. Heinz tins of ravioli spaghetti bolognese and the sausages, it was spaghetti.
Easter video.
You actually
teach me how to cook. Come over.
Next YouTube video.
I'll see me old pal Jake and we'll cook.
A gourmet meal.
I'm ready. Me. I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Okay, do you guys want to play Say It or Shot It?
Yeah, sure.
You two. I'll host it because I'm driving.
Oh, no, I've only got questions for Lachlan.
Oh.
You can pick questions for me if you want.
So you're just trying to get me wasted, basically.
Right.
Okay,
George, you pick three for me. Right, I'm on your phone. I'll do the three for Lachlan. Name your least favourite Islander or shot.
Just shot.
Oh, you're doing him.
He's eyeing up the shot.
Mr. Nice Guy, come on. Oh, okay, right. Fakest couple or shot.
I'm having to think about all the couples.
Look at where.
I can't answer one.
You don't have to.
Okay. Biggest lie from an Islander since coming out of the Villa. Say it or show it.
Or Islanders in general.
I would just say that in general, people were rooting for us to win it because no one was rooting for us to win in there.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. So there was a bit of like...
Well, there was no one in there where it was evidently like, oh yeah, they're backing us to win. But I mean,
do you think they were saying
they said
it?
That they did, basically.
Did they?
Well, from the outside perspective, they're all like, we're rooting for you, but what you're saying is...
Oh, that. No, we didn't have that in the Villa.
Oh
juicy.
We were up. Like,
when we were up stood at second place, like, well,
yeah.
It didn't feel like people were like, they're worthy of it.
Bombastic side eye.
Oh, shit.
Is that?
Ooh. That's tea. Tea.
Oh.
Look at her with the ad lib.
I could be a baddie and a lady in the background. Okay, you did really well. 2 out of 3.
Right, Joe, I've got some for you. Right,
okay, let me top him up.
So, Joe, questions for you. Say it or shot it.
Okay.
What's the name of the guy you're seeing?
Fuck. You absolute little...
Well, I knew he'd have to shot it. I just wanted to see you shot one.
You.
By the dog.
How did you do that, man?
What's your honest opinion on Molly Marsh and why did she unfollow you?
Absolute.
He's laughing.
I'll say the second half of the question if no one heard it. And why did she unfollow you?
Can I say that?
It's up to you. Yeah, you can have half a shot and ask half the question.
I think she unfollowed me because... I made a video about allegations that led to Zach saying bad remarks at an event, but it turns out it wasn't him, it was Mitch, since an apology. So
fair enough.
I apologize for stirring the pot, but that is my job. So, yeah, exactly. Got to pay my bills. So I'm not going to drink that.
You're going to get along.
Oh, bloody hell.
And then this last one. What's one influencer you can't stand?
Fucking balls. I think I've got a drink with this.
Do it.
Do the roar.
Do the roar.
Daddy, do the roar. Do the roar, Daddy. Daddy, do the roar.
Welcome back.
We've found...
He's not squeezed.
We've found someone way. Walking around like, the studio.
This lady was lurking.
Podcast ready, but let's go.
She's back.
Yeah, we wanted to not test your relationship. That's a weird way to put it. Just ask you questions okay. about relationships.
Just so, get like the real tea.
Yeah, the okay. tea.
The download.
Oh, you guys can't see it, but they're touching.
Lift it out.
Mom and dad. So biggest icks that you've recognized since leaving the Villa or even in the Villa? What's
yeah,
going on?
Say.
I feel like you're going to be so nice.
I'll say. He's so nice.
I'll let her start then we'll battle me up.
I'll say.
I'll be like, my biggest ick is like, Lachlan is so messy.
Oh, really? You don't give me
I
messy vibes.
I would not think that from a chef,
she's
you know?
She's messy, I'm not.
Right. Okay. Is it because you're like super clean and tidy?
Yeah. very clean.
Yeah, mine's messy. What's yours? No hicks. Next question.
Yeah, I'm perfect. Yeah. Moving on.
No hicks.
Go on, what's your ick? Be honest here. Ick. I've never heard it, by the way, because...
This is a first.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you got something to say?
the fact that it's hard to pick one is like, a good thing. Maybe that you're quite a jealous person, I think.
Oh, no, I'm not jealous. He just doesn't see that girls are crafty.
Right.
He doesn't see it.
You don't
He's just
see
like,
the...
it's nice. It's a nice thing to do. I'm like, no. Like,
right. Oh, so okay.
I'm not jealous. He's just like, right. very nice.
So you're saying like, if he's at an event, or you're both at an event and someone's like,
okay, I'll get an example. We can cut if you don't like.
What is that? Wait, so say the name.
No, no, no.
And then I'll know.
No. It's like, if I hug, because I'm like quite.
Oh, the hug.
Let's do this. So if I hug someone, and let's say like, it's someone I know, I'm going to be like this. I'm going to be like, oh, I can't see you. She's like, no.
You tap.
And I'm like,
you tap. But
tap what?
Would you not tap?
I'm like, you just tap their back
and call it a day. You ain't got to like embrace them.
Okay,
he will squeeze.
I mean, locking titties to chest is just, I don't know.
You know what I mean? Like, why are you there for so long?
I get it, but I've never thought of it as that deep. Like, I do get what you mean. Do you know what?
But say it's like a friend that I've known for like years and years. It's not one of that. It's not a tap. It's just like, oh, it's good to see you.
No, you can hug, but then tap.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'm a tap-tapper at events now.
To be fair,
you don't know where people have been.
Yeah, but if someone you've known for years.
Fine.
Whenever I hug someone at an event anyway, like most of the time, obviously the girls and stuff are wearing makeup anyway, so I'm just a bit like an air hug. I'm like, I don't really want their makeup on me anyway.
Oh, that's even better. We've upgraded air hug.
Sorry. So sorry.
I'm so you're looking at where I'm wearing that air hug.
20-year-olds are air hugging. Like, you have no business.
I've really just fucked with you. Like,
no.
You get what I mean.
No, I get it. I just think if I saw my man full chest on chest.
Hit a patter.
I don't know.
My heart.
Okay, fine. Right. So,
that's funny anyway.
Okay. Worst habits for each other. Sorry, look at the mic, Sana. We need like Britney headpieces, don't we? Worst habits. Worst which is kind of icky as well.
Kind of icky, yeah.
I've got one.
Ooh.
You go first.
Oh, this is so weird. Every time I FaceTime her, she's chewing cotton wool.
Oh.
Wait, what?
She chews
like it's gum.
She chews cotton wool.
Babe, what?
You know you see those people that enjoy eating rocks.
I don't eat it. No, don't do me like that. No,
she chews cotton wool.
I don't know.
Gum? Extra gum? No?
I like the flavour of nothing, if that makes sense. Don't you look at, like, I'm one like, day what I looked at the bottom and I was so like, weird. It's like candy, but it's not. So it was very, like, intriguing to
me. Okay, I do want to try this now, though.
Oh,
I
babe, don't. You will never no. stop.
It's all like,
I'm
so
worried it's going to be like a I'm trigger warning like, on YouTube. So
no, yeah, they probably will be, because in the villa, the producer will be like, Whitney, you're chewing again.
That's why you get on with mum so much. Mum during Gogglebox used to sit there chewing Doritos. I'd be like, for the love of God.
Yeah, Doritos.
Love mum.
Like cotton wool.
That's so random. It's just zero calories.
No, I don't mind. Like, honestly, like, it's just a habit. Some people eat tissue, so I'm not that bad.
Babe, you're not far off.
You know, that's the next thing.
I'm not like digesting it.
Yeah, true.
It's just like a, do you know what I mean?
That's a good one though, isn't it?
I do chew, that's like a well-known fact.
I was not expecting to.
No. Yeah.
Because I'm so excited like, for your next Boots collab.
Damn, literally.
You in the aisle.
Really good one. Tastes really good.
Yeah.
Whitney, we asked you to promote the micellar water. You're like,
you're meant to use it on your face. Oh.
That is so
I can't help it.
What's locks then?
Can't. His, what is it again? What's the question?
Annoying habits. I've got another one.
Oh my God.
Well, damn. Are we on the rocks? Like,
can I say it?
Go on, say it. You've got two.
She wears flip-flops and she wears socks.
Oh yeah, I do that. Do you guys do that?
So what? So the crease wear, of the...
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's the tongue one. But normally, I'd rather the sliders.
Yeah, sliders and socks.
The tongue ones are available. I'm a sock girl.
I'm a sock boy.
Yeah,
I'm a sock boy.
Yeah,
I get it.
If it's sliding,
I will never barefoot.
Not when your toes are doing this.
Yeah, if your toes are in,
we will never barefoot any shoe. Never.
I'm not saying barefoot a shoe, but I know what Locke's saying. Like. If you've got a sock on, and then the thing is like going this is like down
me,
your
this
big
toe. This is why it took me so long to ask her.
If you're a sock,
he was just every but time I went to ask, he was looking
villa,
down.
It's
like,
so funny, like I would do it in the villa. Everyone would be like, "What are you doing?"
If the sock girls get it, they get it.
Yeah,
if they don't, they don't.
Yeah, straight up, I'm a sock girl. What's mine for you? Is it icks again?
It's like bad habits, basically.
Bad habits,
which could come under icks, really.
Yeah. It's like bad snoring, no, he farting.
He doesn't really fart.
Do you not? No. God, you're just so I'm nice, just so dream perfect. Man.
He's so gentlemanlike.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have any, like,
wow.
I actually don't.
So you he never cooks like, for you.
Does I he clean? Know. Damn.
What?
Does he clean?
Does he clean?
Clean.
No, he doesn't clean.
I do
he's
clean.
Literally
so that's a bad habit.
Messy. Like, I would say he's messy. like he is.
That could be a bad habit, like leaving his dirty shit.
But how messy is Messi?
Right, this, like, he's not dirty.
I've got a good one.
So this is a question to you guys.
Oh, for us, not for us.
I'm about to say again.
Yeah, I'm full fucking
another one, thank you.
Stay with your partners, yeah. You cook the meal.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, what is it? Is it who washes up?
Yeah.
But I'm just like, if you're going to cook for me, you're taking from my experience. If I've got to go wet my hands.
Okay.
Like, why?
Thanks, this is my podcast.
True.
Were you silent or were you silent?
No, okay, so like, I'm
silent.
It's not that you expect it, but it's a nice thing.
Okay, so the other night...
you've never cooked.
No, so the other night I got, she cooked. So the other night she cooked me, so I washed up. And then the other morning I cooked breakfast and she washed up.
Okay, with all due respect, you are so whipped. You are so whipped. If that woman said jump off the roof of pussy, you would have done it.
That's what it's giving.
Yeah.
Like, it's giving. Right, fuck this side.
Yeah, you've got on that side. As in,
fuck this side. Joe, don't make me start.
No, but honestly, I just feel like if I'm washing plates after someone's cooked for me, it takes away from
that's
the nice
gesture. That's just a nice thing to do.
Mm. Yeah, but I wouldn't mind doing it on my own accord. But he'll like, you're washing that. I'll be like,
oh.
he'll tell me I'm washing up, and it's like, since you said it, no the fuck I'm not.
Right. So, like, so I'm the same as you. I'd rather do a nice gesture off my own accord. If someone then said to me, like if someone was like, like who's doing the washing up?
No, didn't happen. No, I just thought I'd do it.
Yeah, but I didn't get the opportunity and the chance to think, it was already.
George, this is not comparable. Like, you bought the woman a Cartier ring. Like, this is so not comparable.
As in, I would wash up too.
Here you go.
If we're talking Cartier, give me the glass.
So I got it. You were that. Oh, you're that girl.
Lifestyle.
Interesting.
That's so funny. So the next question is, does it annoy you how long Whit takes to get ready?
No. Do you know what?
Is that rumour true?
My man.
Only because.
It's a rumour.
Is the rumour true?
Yeah, apparently in the village, you were in the shower for like, some days like an hour and a half.
Not an hour and a half. Okay. Like, it takes me like 30, 40 minutes to like shower.
No.
Not in the villa, but in like real life.
In the shower.
Your water bill must be.
She's not dirty because it's like, why would you not scrub for
your water bill must
time?
Be crazy.
Yeah, I know, and that would definitely like, I'm weird.
Cost of living crisis.
She doesn't shower long, but getting ready.
Yeah.
But for me, it's like, when I know she's going to take her ages, I'll just be like, I'm going to go to the gym.
Oh,
yeah.
Fine.
Because I can just plan it. It's nice for me. I'll be like, all right, get ready, take
that
hours.
Is crazy, though, that you can go to the gym, walk back, play a bit of Xbox or something, and Whit's still getting ready.
Yeah.
That's mad.
I don't mind, though,
because normally I'd be like, oh, hurry up. But if I plan it, because I know what she's like.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll plan it.
So but only if I wear makeup. Like, say, it took me like an hour to get ready.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, damn.
I mean, I'm not so just...
carbs.
Yeah, stamp on the carbs, mama.
Kind of prize.
I can't. So funny. Do you know what? I take a long time to get ready as a guy, though, to be fair.
How long do you take?
I'd say an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can get ready.
That's not a long time.
So
you clean yourself.
I gel my eyebrows.
Exactly. You look great.
I wasn't fishing.
So I was late the other day. I got back at Joe's 5:20. We had a car picking us up at 6:15. In 25 minutes, I got ready, showered, dressed, cleaned my teeth, everything. 25 minutes.
Yeah, I'm quick.
You're not that quick looking.
Zayom.
He's literally not that quick.
I'll take it.
Oh, okay.
But you're quick.
I can be ready like that.
Okay. Next question.
What is the next one?
Relationship since the villa.
Everything good?
Oh, wait, you guys haven't moved in together yet.
No, I just think people do expect it though.
Like, it probably isn't the best thing to do. But
Tasha and Andrew took a while to move in.
People do obviously take a while and stuff. But you see the obligatory. Oh my god, we bought our first place together. Blah, blah, blah. It's been like 2 months.
You're both London.
The thing is
though.
For us as well. It's like, well, for me anyway. It's like we know that we want that, but it's like the whole point of like when you start a relationship is.
Cartier.
you enjoy the process of having that time apart because you're going to have your whole life with someone. And we've always said, I'd rather just buy like our dream house
instead of like renting somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's cute.
No, I feel like we're both in the same.
We're mindset. Like in longevity. I feel like there's life stages. Mm. There's a time to be everywhere. It's not a rush.
No. Yeah.
He's around the corner.
Literally.
Like,
she's it's 20 really?
Minutes yeah.
That's so decent. That's really
so good. It's not like a must. Yeah. We have to meet.
Do you spend like a lot of time with each other anyway? Or
yeah.
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 You?
Yeah.
That's, or like yeah. every so day? Or?
Not every day. No. We've been cutting down recently.
Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? Is when we're together, we're so like, I'll get up in the morning, like, I'm going to the gym. She's like, no.
Like,
and I'm trying to be productive.
No, you know? I can so relate
yeah,
to this.
I'm trying to get up.
I had to get ready for this meeting this morning in 40 minutes because I had the whole like, please don't go. And I'm like,
no, guys.
Me, it's like money or like, yeah.
No,
I'm just like, please.
I'm setting my alarm next morning, like 8 a.m.
But you know, it's so easy when you're in a relationship for you to get out of routine.
Yeah. And just
like,
so
let your partner consume you. Mm. So I feel like in terms of
we're in a good routine. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, we're in
the
good routine.
Is we still like stay around each other's house like 3 days a week. Like we still see each other a lot, but I think it's quite healthy to have like,
it's kind of like to start to
are you
miss
7 days a week?
No, I'm actually not.
No. So but like, this is giving longevity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like setting those boundaries, feel like the people
are
so intense.
Why are you looking at me like that? I saw her yesterday and I'm going to see her Saturday. He's like this. He's like, it's giving longevity.
I'm just giving eye contact.
Do you know what I mean? You fucking dick.
No. Oh, sorry. I really didn't mean
it.
I promise.
Why are you triggered?
Yeah. He's like, it's giving insecurity.
It's giving triggers.
Oh. This is like mean girl table at school. He's giving
I
fear for me and Whitney going out for dinner.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna happen. All. We're like new besties.
Oh, I fear for it all. When you're over there, Lachlan was like, he's like,
yeah, right, we're up.
Giving daily mail.
Yeah, it's giving we're going to get in trouble.
I'm sorry about these.
Yeah, we're like, we don't know these people.
No. Oh, don't. I'm putting a Fenty powder on. I'm fucking sweating these Pecanis out right now. Oh, so plans for the future in terms of like general what's going on at the minute. Tell us more about your plans post Love Island.
Ring.
She's thinking about ring. I'm just trying to, obviously for me.
Cook some pasta.
Yeah. Some carbonara. I just want to cook. Honestly, like, no, the cooking is obviously Whit and I's journey separate. Like that's going.
Yeah, we're very much different.
I think we're both also very kind of focused on doing what we both love, like trying to make the most.
But individually, like I need to be me. He's gonna be him. But then together,
exactly.
Posh and Bex.
Yeah.
What's Posh and Bex?
Like Victoria.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? We're not trying to merge.
No.
Have our own thing going, but at the same time, it's like together as well. But
yeah, that's cute.
I think we're doing everything right, to be honest.
Yeah,
like we're doing.
I say, get that OK magazine front cover.
I say, put a ring on it.
Bombastic like that. Put a ring on it. Yeah.
I say, put a ring on it.
Harry Bear.
Oh,
I was thinking.
Babe,
more
thing I'm is. Not lifestyle, but damn.
And on that note,
I'm not lifestyle, but damn. Thank you both so much. Thank you, Lachlan.
Well, thanks, Lachlan.
Thanks, Lachlan.
God, and then you stealing the show?
No, we had Whitney as the ad libs through the whole.
Thing. Thank you, bro. Yeah. We appreciate it, man.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, your first pod,
laddie. Can I just feel like?
Oh, for fuck.
Oh, I'm never watching this again.
Jealous.
Yeah. Is that too much?
Why would you do that?
And thanks, Whit, for ad-libbing and popping.
Thanks for being a cameo.
I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Air hug.
Thank you guys at home so much for watching. If you're watching on YouTube, oh my God, I forgot. I always forget. Make sure to
shout out my YouTube. I just started it. Yeah.
Shout out to Whitney and Lockard's YouTube separately. If you want cooking, if you want
on
Baddie,
the screen below,
on the screen below.
How they do it,
links in bio
and comment your biggest icks.
Guys, if you're also listening on Spotify, please rate us 5 stars. It helps us immensely.
Shout out you guys.
Shout out to the gang. But yeah, all links will be down below, and that is us for this week. Thank you so much.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.